Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Ashley Rose, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and mini-games. To learn more about Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com. Ashley, welcome back. Great to have you with us today.
It's great to be back, Steve. Thanks for having us.
So today we're going to talk about your new family first. I'm part of the family. I want everybody to see that. So thank you for the shirt. And you have your daughter with us today. So please introduce her.
Yeah, this is Bella. She's my oldest daughter. She's 12 years old and in seventh grade.
Hi, Bella.
Hi.
So Ashley, to kick off, give us, you know, a 30,000 foot view of family first, and then we have some questions for Bella.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, Living Security, we focus on training people within the enterprise. But it was always kind of on my heart that if we could reach people at the workplace, that they were going to bring, you know, what they were learning about being safe and secure online to their homes and to schools and to the communities. So this year for National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we actually decided, let's go direct to the people. Let's talk about the issues that are the most relevant on their hearts, on their minds. You know, how do we keep our kids and our families safe online? And so that was where Family First came from.
So, Bella, from your perspective, what is it your parents in Living Security do?
My parents in Living Security creates a really fun experience for companies, and they teach companies not to fall for breaches and for people who want to get their data, and they are focusing on the people instead of everything else about the company because they think that the people could really make a big impact on the company and teach them to be more secure online.
Wow, you said it better than I have. So that was great. So how often do you and your friends think about cyber safety? Is it something that you guys talk to each other about, and do they teach you anything about that at school?
They teach us some stuff about that at school, like not like to think before you post and to like cyberbullying about that. But I don't think a lot of my friends pay attention to that and don't really think about it as often like as I do. Like I see some of my friends posting and like not thinking about what they're posting, just posting for the sake of it. And I think that they should think about that more.
So what made you get involved? You know, a lot of kids would have parents and just be, you know, too shy or uninterested. I think it's great that you got involved. What got you interested?
Well, my dad asked me if I wanted to do it, and I did want to do it because a lot of people, like, don't really know the risks and the threats of the online world, and I have super cool parents who can teach me about that, but a lot of other people don't, so I feel like they need to learn the risks about it and learn what they need to do.
So your dad, you know, asked you, so I want you to go back and ask your dad to come on with us. We've had your mom on a couple of times. She's awesome. She's got, you know, a great message, so now we want to hear from your dad, so you tell him, hey, you have to come on Cybercrime Magazine, okay?
Okay.
All right. So your mom mentioned that you wrote the scripts and you even acted in them. Tell us about, you know, the process of writing them.
Well, so my dad gave me some like bullet points to add in the script, and I had to do some research because I didn't know what a lot of them meant. And so I did some research and I found out a lot of stuff that I had no idea of before. And so then I just wrote like what I took those research and what like I thought of that, and I put it into the script. And yeah.
So how did you do the research? Was it doing internet searches, just, you know, looking for information you thought would be useful?
Mm-hmm. Like if I didn't know what a word meant, like I had no idea what breach meant. And so I just like kind of like looked up words and, oh, that's what that meant. But I think it like means as a kid in this form of you, this. So then I put that in.
So is there, you know, one or two things that you would want kids to know, not just your friends, but, you know, any kids who are watching? And we do actually have a surprising number of parents who get in touch with us and say that, you know, their kids have, you know, seen some of our material. So just a message to them about being safe online.
Sure. So I think that kids should really, think about before they post, because even if they're just posting to their friends could share their pictures if they're embarrassing or if they're not, just to more friends. And it's just like, it just like can go around to the whole world, basically. If you don't want it sent to the whole world, just don't post it at all.
And do you think the PSAs that you're developing are a good way to reach people your age?
I think they are, yeah, because I know that they're reaching a lot of parents, and their parents are probably showing their kids. And then I think that their kids could learn a bunch of things from the PSAs.
So are you like proud of your mom and dad and, you know, what they're doing? Because, you know, they have a company that's not just a tech company, but they're actually helping other people.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. I like tell my friends all about their companies. So I'm like, I'm in the PSA. You guys should watch it.
So I want to thank both of you, Ashley and Bella. We really appreciate you coming online with us today.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com. Joining us today was Bella Rose and her mom, Ashley, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and mini-games. To learn more about our sponsor, Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com.